Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das bei der Zara, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Let me tell you how they used to produce wine. Try to imagine the top of a sliding pond. The very top of the sliding pond has like a plank, a straight floor. You stand and you're ready to come sliding down. Well, the top of the sliding pond was a little bigger. It was like round. And then there was the sliding pond, planks of wood that went down. And it went down. At the bottom of the planks of wood, there was like a little pipe. And the pipe went into a hole in the ground called a cistern that held the juice. Now, they would pour the grapes onto the slanty pieces of wood, like the sliding pond. And people would dance on it with their bare feet. Yes, that's what they did. Crush the grapes. And the juice that came out after they danced on it would continue to flow down this sliding pond into this pipe. There was a strainer there. A little bit of a filter that makes you feel better. That held back the grape skin, other things, the pits. And the juice would pour into this special place. This special built-in hole in the ground to hold the juice. Then they would take the grape skins that would make like a mound, and they would keep it on top of the sliding pond, on the flat area on top of the sliding pond. The reason they did that is because the bigger this mountain of like squeezed out grapes became, the more it started to weigh in on itself, and more juice used to flow down the sliding pond, the slanty beams through the pipe and into the hole in the ground that was built to hold the juice. Also, they would take a heavy beam, and they would place it on top of the mound, and that would again quetch out, force out any juice that's left, which came down the sliding pond, the slanty boards, and again into that cistern, the hole that was made in the ground for the juice. Zak de Mishnah. Leuchen. We can buy Gas Be'uta, the crushed grapes of a wine press, from an Oved Avodah Zarah, min ha'Oved Kechavim, even though he crushed them with his feet. Afalpi, even though. Shunoitel biyadoi, after he danced on it. And the liquid came flying down into that special cistern. So he takes the crushed grapes with his hands and he places them on the mound, on the flat area on top of the sliding pond or the wine press. So says the Mishnah, Afalpi, even though. Shunoitel biyadoi. He takes the crushed grapes and places them. Tapuach literally means an apple, but it was a little bit like in the shape of an apple. That's the mound on the top part of the sliding pond, top part of the wine press. Now, the reason that I can buy the crushed grapes of a wine press from an Oved Avodah Zarah is because v'einoi nasa yayin nesach, it doesn't become yayin nesach. Yayin nesach means wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah ad sheyered lebar, until the juice flows into this cistern, this special hole at the bottom of the wine press. Only then is the juice called wine. Although the Batnura tells us that's the opinion of this Mishnah. The Lamaisa, we don't pass in the way. Once the wine starts to pour, it's already called Yayin Nesach. However, even according to this Mishnah, Yared Labar, once the juice flows down into the bar, the hole at the bottom of the sliding pond, as we explained it, or the wine press, Masha Bebar, also what's in the bar, if the Eved Kichavim touches it, as I talked about Tanura, Aser, then it's also because now it has a din of wine, but Vashar Mutter. The juice that remains in the wine press, that didn't flow down yet into this hole at the bottom, is mutter for drinking, even if the Oved Avodah Zarah touches it, because it's not yet considered wine. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that it's mutter to buy the crushed grapes from the wine press, even though he danced on it, even though he took it with his hands and he put it on the mound on top, because it doesn't become Yayin Nesach until it goes into the bar that's at the bottom. Whatsoever it pours into the bar, it's called Yayin. And if the Eved Kichavim touches it, it has a din of Yayin Nesach. The rest of the Mashka that didn't come into the bar yet, according to the Shita of our Mishnah, would still be Mutter.